It's my privilege to speak tonight at this second spot and to go to the text of the scripture that has been commonly used in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, and from that to go to other parts of the Bible in reference to the way that we are to behave in the kingdom of God, in the house of God, in the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Paul was going to be delayed, he feared, and he would not arrive to teach Timothy personally what he would like to say to him. Yes. And in 1 Timothy 3 and 15, he says this to him in that regard: "If I tarry long, that you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth." Mm-hmm. Notice he says that you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God.
All right.
When you get over then to chapter 4, that's in chapter 3 and verse 15, over to chapter 4, he tells there in verse 12 a problem that Timothy might encounter. He might encounter the fact that he, being a young man, would be somewhat despised by others. "Let no man despise your youth successfully," Paul is saying. Although they may despise you and act like that, they may talk against you because you're a young man. And what does he know about this? How can he speak so boldly and so plainly when in fact the idea is that he's a young man? He's not experienced in life. He doesn't know about these things. But he has the ability to speak it because the Spirit of God is with him. The teaching of the Word of God is his hallmark. And the idea is that he would behave himself in the house of God, the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Because it is the pillar and the ground of the truth, that's what he's going to proclaim. That's what he's going to live by as he goes forth, no matter what his age may be.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, he will be a person who follows the way of the Lord. When he says there in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, "Be an example to the believer." That word "example" is the Greek word "tupos." We've been talking about some of those forms of Greek words tonight, and we've talked about it a little bit last night as well. In regard to the way that we are behave in life, we're to be the tupos of an example. Tupos is that word used in ancient time in reference to that particular kind of metal that is a form that is fixed, so that the molten leather of metal that was poured into it would begin to absorb and accept within its frame the various drawings and etchings that were a part of that tupos, so that as it began to cool and they turned the tupos over and that coin was separated from the tupos, they could see the image that was in the tupos now then etched onto the coin that was now cooling and useful and valuable to them. As a result of that tupos, he is saying to them the following: be an example, be a tupos to the believer. As people come into contact with your life, as they come into contact with your words, they come into contact with your manner of life, your behavior, they come into contact with your love. A little of that love, if not a lot of it. A little of that manner of life, conversation, or not a lot of it. A little bit of that love that they have in the ways of life for you to behave and do right. This is the way that he says, be an example to the believer. When you find a little bit of this on the part of that person's life, they begin to salute you. "For I talk a little differently now that I've been around you. I think a little differently about love than when I was around you. I find myself a little bit better in the ways of life, of my zeal when I'm around you. I find a little bit better in the ways of life when I find a purity of heart in my ways of life." And the mannerisms of life that we follow are the likelihood of that tupos that is around us, that influenced us, And now the etching of that is into our hearts, into our lives. We know that it's from a heart that this was done. Sincere service was rendered. Sincere teaching was done. And as a result of that sincere teaching, we saw that it was from the heart. Now that it is emanated in our heart, we are people who have that same kind of way of life that he's illustrating here and saying to Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer. Mm-hmm. Be an example in these six ways that he's talking about,
right. Because
that's the way of life. Now I want to apply that tonight to the following situation that you and I might be in.
Right.
We're neighbors to others, and we have various types of work times, and let's say that there's a neighbor that's there in your community. And that neighbor has a workload of enormity that they just can't get off at 2:30 to get the little children at school. And so they look around in the neighborhood and they seek to find someone, perhaps you living in the neighborhood, and they seek to find someone that they can trust to pick up their children along with their own children and deliver them back home. Maybe keep them over just a little bit down the street safely till you can get home, till they can get home and tend to them themselves. Mm-hmm. But what if that person does not have a trust in you, hardly knows you, hardly knows that way of life? You reckon that person will say to a stranger, as it were, would you pick up my child at 2:30 when they get out of school? They're going to be in danger standing out there on the street. They're going to be in danger standing out there in front of the school. Somebody may come by and may entice them to get in the automobile, or may steal them to get in the automobile. Hurts and harms and pillages will be done, and I want them to be picked up. But I want them to be picked up by someone whose illustration of life, an example of life, their tupos of life,
mm-hmm.
has been such that I will trust that person. I love that person, way of love. I love that person's spirit of life and zeal for living, and encourage my child to do your best. Begin a little bit on your homework. Do a little bit when you get home. Mm-hmm. Then go out and play and do a little bit of that. Do a little bit of that and have the work done, so that in purity of life, I'm going to be pure in the conduct before that child, before that person, and thus it's going to be a good outcome for that person choosing a mate of marriage later on, to have purity in mind and love that the Lord would have us to have in mind, and the kind of service that they can render in their own home life because of the neighbor who picked them up after school.
All right.
What about that? Is that a way of life? Now, what we're talking about here, we're talking about something that is described in James chapter 3 as coming from God. In James chapter 3, after talking about all the types of things that he deals with there in regard to the tongue and the ways of the tongue, he says in James 3 at verse 17, the wisdom that comes from above, that wisdom that comes down from the Father from above, is first, he said, pure, then peaceable, followed by gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. These things are taught by God. As people read the Old Testament, prophets of God, Elijah, Malachi, the various prophets of God around David and Gad, and all the others that were there, were helpful to his life to change a way of life that King David would follow. When he was astray, he would often say, I have sinned against God. I have not done the right thing in this matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the example of that wisdom that came from where? From above. That wisdom that was pure. Now, if somebody can think of you and me in the neighborhood and their child after school, that I couldn't trust that person. I couldn't trust that person to go to the bathroom with my child, take my child safely to the bathroom. I fear that that person would show too much of themselves. They would think too much of their wicked ways of doing. They would get that child into endangerment and trouble. But that person lives in the neighborhood. That person has got time at 2:30 to pick up my child. But I don't know about the purity of heart of that person. You reckon they're going to take the chance?
No.
You reckon they should take the chance? No. That wisdom from above should be seen by others in our daily walk of life. Now, these things that we're talking about here are the very things of which in 1 Timothy 4 and reference to the ways of life that we're to live and behave, he says to do. He closes out 1 Timothy 4 and in reference to verse 12, in reference to purity. But he leads off in this saying that this wisdom that from above is first pure. And then it's peaceful. It's a way of life that is good and helpful. When we find ourselves around people that are wicked and vicious and ugly in spirit, we find a way that is not of God, wisdom.
Amen.
And not to be practiced by others, even in our community, mm-hmm. when they need someone to pick up a child mm-hmm. after school. Mm-hmm. That'll happen a lot of times because the work that is being done, the kind of work that is happening, there's no telling what kind of job may be lost because you simply leave it a little bit early to do a real good thing, to pick up a child after school, an endangered child, to be safe with them. But you just can't afford to do it, lose the job and lose the money and lose the income and lose the ability to do that at home. But you look throughout the neighborhood. Is there somebody that lives close enough by? And they drive in such a way that they love life more than death. And they'll drive my child home with theirs. And they'll be safe mm-hmm. as they bring them home. Mm-hmm. They'll be safe as they treat them. Little children are going to have the times in which they need to go to the bathroom. And they'll need to be delivered to the door of that bathroom and helped to zip up again and to be clean again and be sure that they're okay again. Somebody who deals with them was pure in life and not immoral in life. That's what he says to do. And it helps us in our daily walk of life in a very, very helpful way. When you're out there coaching ball teams and the like, and you're part of that way of life, and people know you, don't you know what they'll say in regard to your helpful ways of life? Mm-hmm. What a blessing.
That's right.
Would you sing the first verse and fourth verse of 538 with me now, please? 538. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand.